Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murali of the 23rd of May 1974. The title is Only Those Who Remain Beyond Limited Attractions and Personalities Are the True Vaishnavas, that is, followers of Vishnu. Only those who remain beyond limited attractions and personalities are true Vaishnavas, that is, followers of Vishnu. Are you able to stabilize yourself in the stage of retirement and go beyond sound in 1 second? In the same way, as you easily come into sound, are you able to go beyond sound just as easily? No matter what the situations are, what the circumstances are, or what the storms of the elements are like, whilst all these are taking place, whilst seeing them, hearing about them, and experiencing them, are you able to remain unshakable, constant, and peaceful internally to the same extent as the external storms? It is not a big thing to remain peaceful in a peaceful atmosphere, but to remain peaceful in an atmosphere of peacelessness is known as being an embodiment of knowledge, an embodiment of peace, an embodiment of remembrance, and an embodiment of all virtues. Even though there may be various reasons, you should be an embodiment of solutions. This is called the visible, practical form of effort. Have you become such Mahaveers, or have you just become Veers, that is, warriors? What stage have you reached? Can you see the stage of a Maharathi in front of you, or close to you, or can you see yourself as being equal to the Father? In being equal to the Father, there are 3 stages number-wise. One is to be equal, next is to be close, and the 3rd stage is to be in front of. So where have you reached? The sign of those who are equal is that in 1 second, they are able to do whatever they want and how they want and are doing this. The 2nd stage is of being able to set themselves in a few seconds rather than just 1 second. The 3rd stage is being able to set themselves in a few hours or a few days. Those who are equal to the Father, who are constantly equal to the Father, know and accept the importance of the Self, the importance of all powers of the Self, the number-wise stage of all the effort makers, and the importance of the donation of virtues, the donation of the wealth of knowledge, and of one's own time. They are embodiments of knowledge who know their own actions, their sanskars, and their nature. Have you become such embodiments of knowledge? The extent to which you have the desire and keenness to listen to and relate knowledge and also create chances, do you have an equal desire and do you create as many chances of stabilizing yourself beyond sound to the same extent? Does this desire emerge within you automatically, or does it emerge according to the time, according to the problems, or according to the programs which are made? What would be the first sign of those who have reached the 1st stage? Because of being absorbed in the experience of this stage, even the thoughts of such souls will not be touched by any personality or by the attraction of limited attainments. If the attraction of any limited attainment tries to have courage to touch even the thoughts, what would you call this? Would such a soul be called a Vaishnav? Those who today are Vaishnavs by name observe many precautions. They do not allow themselves even to be touched by certain types of people or things. If due to some reason they are touched by these things, they consider it a sin. You are the true Vaishnavs whose activity is according to your name, and those who become the embodiment of whatever thoughts you have. Can anyone have the courage to even touch such Vaishnavs? If you are touched by this, then small sins are committed. Such subtle sins become instrumental in preventing the soul from reaching its elevated stage. Because sin means a burden, it does not allow you to become an angel. It does not allow you to stabilize in the seed stage or in the stage beyond sound. Nowadays, the majority who call themselves Maharathis put forward this complaint or ask the question in their heart-to-heart conversation at Amritvela. Why am I not able to experience the powerful stage that I should? Why does this stage only remain for such a short time? The reason for this matter, which does not allow you to become equal to the Father, is subtle sin. Actions performed under the influence of the five vices are said to be sinful actions or sin. They are a gross form of sin. In the same way, the five elements also attract the deep and subtle effort makers, the Maharathis, towards themselves and become instrumental in making them commit sin. It is easy to understand and conquer the five vices, but to remain beyond the attraction of the five elements takes special effort for the Maharathis. Only when you know these 10 things and attain victory over them will you be able to celebrate the true Dashera, which is burning of the 10-headed Ravan. The 10th day of victory, called Vijaya Dashmi, is a memorial of this stage. The Maharathis should be checking in a subtle way. The 8 jewels will also be revealed as such victorious jewels. Little mistakes are visible practically. What is visible in those who are deep and subtle effort makers? Nowadays, what is the royal slogan of the royal effort makers? Who would be called a royal effort maker? The word royal is used for someone who wants royalty or every facility easily. Those who make effort on the basis of the facilities provided or on the basis of attainment are called royal effort makers. Royalty also has another meaning. Those who are royal effort makers at present will have to pay royalty even in the land of Dharmraj. What is the sign of a royal effort maker through which you can tell whether you are a royal effort maker or not? Others do not have to know this. You yourself have to know this. Just as those with physical royalty adopt many forms, in the same way, royal effort makers adopt many forms and are very clever. They will adopt a form according to the time. However, in their royalty, There will not be any reality. There will be a mixture. They will not be able to stabilize themselves in a constant stage. What games do such royal effort makers play? They go up and down a lot. 1 minute their stage will be very elevated, and the next minute their stage will be the lowest. In the stage of ascent, they will have the part of a hero. And in the stage of descent, they will also be a hero in becoming zero. What is the activity of such effort makers? They themselves remain under the influence of the elements and the vices. They become a fearless form of Maya for a temporary period and speak of fearful things to others. What is their slogan? I will do this, I will do that. They say this in such a threatening way. They consider it their duty to have activity and words which instill fear. Never become such royal effort makers. Never go into the company of such royal effort makers, because souls who are influenced by Maya attain from Maya the blessing of the speciality of bringing effort-making souls into their company and influencing them. Consider such company to be the worst bog, which externally is very beautiful, but which internally destroys everything. This is why, at the present time, Bap Dada is warning you children of the royal form of Maya in advance. Constantly remain cautious of such company and be clever in front of it. Maya is also, at the present time, engaged in creating a rosary of such royal effort makers. She is looking for her beads very carefully and with fast speed. Therefore, do not become a bead of Maya's rosary. If you come under the influence of any such bead of Maya, you will be left aside from becoming a bead of the rosary of victory. Now, the selection of both the rosaries is being carried out with great speed. One is of Maya, and the other is the rosary of victory of the Father. At such a time, you need to pay attention all round at every second. Do you understand? To such constant and true effort makers, to those who remain honest with the true Father, to those who constantly remain distant from the attraction of the five vices and the five elements, to those who easily stabilize themselves in the stage beyond sound, to the victorious beads of the rosary of victory, to those who constantly remain in the company of the Father, to those who remain in the company of the truth, and who remain detached from wasteful company, to the lovely children of such a father, Bap Dada's love, remembrances, good morning, and namaste. Om Shanti.